there have been two very significant events in the past week. One of them, of course, is the re-election of the Congress-led coalition government in India. The Prime Minister Manmohan Singh, who has been Prime Minister of India for the past five years, is going to lead this government again, hopefully for the full term, but if not for the full term, at least for the next few years. And the second event, of course, has been the end of the civil war in Sri Lanka. And in many ways, these two events really are, they are connected in the sense that the Congress Party government earlier in the late 1980s in India had signed an accord with the Sri Lankan government in July 1987. And that accord led to the Indian peacekeeping forces going to Sri Lanka in the late 1980s. And that attempt obviously failed, that attempt at peace obviously failed. Then subsequently, the former Prime Minister of India, Rajiv Gandhi, was assassinated in May 1991 by a Tamil tiger in a suicide bomber. And since then, the relationship between the Indian government and the Tamil separatists has not been very good, because the leader of the Tamil Tigers, Velupillai Prabhakaran, who's apparently just been killed yesterday, he was blamed for the assassination of Rajiv Gandhi in 1991. And clearly, he was the leader of the Congress Party, and the Congress Party has not forgiven the Tamil Tigers for that. So before Rajiv Gandhi's assassination in 1991, there was a great deal of sympathy, particularly in Tamil Nadu in South India, for the Tamil cause. But much of that support evaporated after the killing of Rajiv Gandhi in 1991. So now we have to see what happens, because the Congress government in India has been re-elected. And in Sri Lanka, the Tamil separatist war has come to an end. It doesn't mean that this is the end of the demands for greater autonomy or even a Tamil Ilam or a separate state for the Tamils in Sri Lanka. But from the Indian government's point of view, obviously, they now have to put much more pressure on the Sri Lankan government to deal with the demands, the grievances of the Tamil people in Sri Lanka, because this is a cause that goes back to the 1950s after the independence of Sri Lanka. And throughout the 1950s and 60s and even 70s, there was violence in Sri Lanka targeted against the Tamils, which really led to the creation of the Tamil Tigers. Velupillai Prabhakaran was only 17 or 18 years old when he founded the Tamil Tigers movement. And he has led that movement for the past 37 years. And it doesn't mean that his death or the end of the militant conflict will lead to peace in Sri Lanka. The Sri Lankan government will have to make genuine efforts at trying to reach reconciliation with the Tamil people in Sri Lanka, because without that, we are not going to have much peace in that country. Tamil people in Sri Lanka are still demanding greater autonomy, or in the case of many of the militant Tamil activists, independence for the Tamils in northern and northeastern Sri Lanka. But I think for the majority of the Tamil population in Sri Lanka, they would breathe a sigh of relief that at least there is going to be some peace. But that peace is not going to be very long-lasting unless the Sri Lankan government ends this triumphalism, which has begun in Sri Lanka now with the end of the civil war, and reaches out to the Tamil people in Sri Lanka and tries to find a genuine solution to the grievances of the Tamil people there.